Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Now, I want you to all remember one thing. Today is like the second last day of the first month of the new year 2022. Tomorrow's the 31st, is that correct? Then the day after that becomes February, and you're into the year now. So we made some declarations and decrees over our own lives last week. We've posted those declarations online. We've got copies here. I want to suggest and recommend each and every one of you get a copy and say those declarations. Profess them, confess them, declare them, prophesy them over your life every month. Right. Once a month is going to take you, it was maybe 10 minutes max, maybe 7 minutes. But when you speak it over your life, you're speaking life over your life. Yeah. Amen. And then also the new year blessing that I spoke over everybody, and that went on for like 15 minutes or even more. Just the blessing was coming out of my mouth. I didn't rehearse. I didn't have paper in front of me. It just came out word for word from God, spoke a blessing over you. We've also got that online. You're more than welcome to go and get it, print it, and speak it over your life a few times in the year. So these are the blessings God's proclaimed over my life. It all lines up with the Word of God. I want you to know. And so this will help you get through in life, and things will start working better for you. How many of you want things to work better? Amen. Well, then you've got to do something different. Right. Right. Amen. And today, this kind of finishes and kind of falls in line with what I spoke and the blessing I spoke for one reason, and one reason only is because it's finished. The finished work of the cross. Now, can you see that picture? The hands are breaking free from the chains and the bondage we were all in. Amen. Amen. And so we are free because of the finished work of the cross. Amen. There's no other reason we can claim freedom. In the old covenant, they couldn't claim freedom. They had to have the high priest once a year go in there, and God would then cover their sin for the year. Jesus came, He didn't cover it, He blew it out of existence. No longer in your life. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a brand new creation. They didn't have that in the old covenant. The new covenant, we picked that up. Freedom came. In fact, Jesus came and He said in Isaiah and in Mark 18, He said these words. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I've come." And He mentioned all the things He came to do. Set the captives free. We were captive. We were held in bondage by the deceiver. The ransom hadn't yet been paid. Jesus paid the price when He hung on the cross. We were held ransom. That's why it says in Colossians 2:14, He says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and He took it out of the way. How? By nailing it to His cross. And that's why you can confess and claim Galatians 2:20. I am crucified together with Christ. Come on. Were you there in the natural? No. But in the spiritual realm, God was doing a big work. So freedom and salvation came at those words, "It is finished." I'm telling you, "it is finished" is a big deal. And we've got to understand it. My question to you is, do you see the work of Jesus Christ as finished, as completed? And do you even understand what the finish of the work, finished work entails? What it means to you? When Jesus said it is finished, God heard that in heaven. It is finished. And he said, it is done. I'm telling you, this was a major turning point in the history of the human race. Amen. That's when Galatians 3:13 kicked in. When you receive Jesus, Galatians 3:13 tells you, I've been redeemed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse. It is finished. But do you believe it is finished, or are you still waiting for something to be done? So we're going to look at this today, and you will see there behind me in John 17:4, God speaking says, I have glorified you on the earth. Now watch here. I have finished, the message says, down to the last detail, the work which you have given to me to do. Did you know that was in your Bible? That's great. That's a New Living Translation. I've glorified you, Father, on the earth. God, Jesus now talking. He says, I've glorified you, Father, in the earth. I've finished the work you have given me to do. For God so loved the world that he sent Jesus to accomplish the work that'll bring in the family. I mean, this is awesome. I get excited about it. And my prayer that I put into the request basket this morning was, Lord, let the fire of the Holy Ghost hit this place so we don't feel the cold, we feel the flame. Come on. And that's what my prayer is, that the fire of the Holy Ghost sit on each and every one of you, and you have another Pentecost Sunday right now. Why not? Oh, come on. You stir up the gift. You stir up the gift. Amen. So this is very exciting. He says, I've finished the work you have given me to do. Now that's chapter 17. Chapter 18, Jesus is now arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. When the whole horde of the soldiers came and they came to Jesus, he said, who do you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, I am he. Boom, they fell. Every one of them fell. And that's because of the anointing and the glory of God. You understand? And that's why some people, when they fall under the anointing, some people maybe put it on, some people maybe push you down, but I'm talking about genuine, where the Spirit of God touches somebody and they just can't stand because the power of God's working in you now. That's what I covet. I love it. I love it. Amen. So the power of God, when he said, I am he, they all fell, all of the soldiers fell, vroom, one after the other. The power, the glory, the anointing, the Messiah. This is the Messiah who said, it's done, guys. It's finished. I'm excited about him. I don't know about you. So then chapter 19, Jesus is nailed to the cross after the scourging, the whipping, the bruising, the pulling out his beard, the whole deal. He's now nailed to the cross and he's on that cross and he thirsted. Said, I thirst. And they take up on a spear, they took up a sponge with it was like vinegar, sour wine. They gave it to him, and that's when he gave up the ghost. Look at the next verse, John 19:30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, and these words should be really, really powerful for us after today. He said, Jesus said, the Messiah said, the one who was sent to redeem us, he said, the work you gave me, I've done, I've given you, you got the glory. And he said, when the wine came to him, it is finished. And bowing up his head, he gave up the spirit. No one took it. He gave it up. He said, no one takes my life. I give it freely. He came to give his life for you and for me. I mean, why would you want to argue with that? Why would you want to stand and put that on trial? People put Jesus on trial. Yes. Well, how do you know he did it? Do you know? That's what the devil did. Right. Yeah. Are you in their company? Well, how do you know? What proof? What? He said to Jesus, the devil said, if you are the Son of God, he tried to bring that same spirit of deception. But Jesus didn't fall for it. Right. What did he do? He quoted the word. And what are you supposed to do when the devil attacks you with sickness? Quote the word. What are you supposed to do when he attacks your finances? Quote the word. Your marriage? Quote the word. Your peace? Quote the word. When you can't sleep? Quote the word. That's a good word. Amen. And so That was amazing. Now, other translations, I just added in a few things from, you know, there's different translations, and they take it from concordances and different meanings, etc. And so to read other translations just gives you a little bit more of an in-depth of what's being said here. Amen? I work with the King James mostly, but I also read other translations. So when I add in what some of the other translations said, this is what he said. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished. Everything is done. It is complete, my bride." That's the Passion Translation. And it explains to you, you read the Passion, and it explains to you why the bride. Because the word that they use there, finished, is hooked up with the word bride in the Hebrew language. And so it is finished. It is complete. Everything is done. It is complete, my bride. And he, bowing his head voluntarily, he gave up his spirit. Now, you do realize we are considered and are the actual bride of Christ. Now, for a man to kind of get that and run with that, it's a bit more difficult, because when I got married, I'm the groom. My wife, the female, is the bride. Correct? But Christ is the groom and the church is the bride. And that's why the Bible even says he's dressed you in the bridal gowns. And he's even given a crown on your head. Yeah. I don't want to argue with that. I want to receive that, because I believe it. And God is awesome. Amen. And so what does it mean when Jesus said it is finished on the cross? Yes, some of what it means. It means that he provides the only solution to man's sin and the only way to God through himself. There is no other way to God. I don't care who says you can climb up a mountain from different angles, you're going to get to the same top. That's a lie. The person who said you can, you know, all roads lead to Rome, get on the I-95 and call me when you hit Rome, because it ain't going to happen. The lies and the deception are out there. Yes, right. There are many ways to God. There are many people that can get you to God. There are many gods. It's all a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. And I speak truth, because truth needs to be heard. Yeah. And we welcome all the viewers on internet. We thank God for you all. And we pray that you receive this. But when he said it is finished, it means that he provided the only solution to man's sin and the only way to God through himself. And John 14:6 says, what does John 14:6 say, church? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman comes to God the Father excepting through and by me. You can't get to God without going through Christ. You need to settle that in your life. Any of you watching, you're concerned about this, you're not sure this is true, study the Bible, ask God to reveal it to you. If you've got that analytical mind that prove everything to me, I used to be that. Thomas used to be that. All, most people are that, you know, prove it to me, show me. But you know what? God did show me, because I asked him. And once I received what he was showing me, things changed. I started to believe. And now I believe my way into success, into victory, into good health, into family, into all the good things that God has. Amen. And so when Jesus said it is finished, it is done, and he brought the solution to the sin problem, he justified us at the cross. And as we receive salvation, then life abundant begins.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.